The Mishnah tells in Maseches Avos, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Al Rishonim. Avraham Avinu was given 10 tests, 10 trials. V'amad v'kula. L'adir kama chibosai Avraham Avinu Al Rishonim. What was the test? Show how much, because how much Avraham Avinu loves Hashem, why Hashem loved Avraham Avinu. These are the 10 Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. Yeah. What do we mean when we say Avraham Avinu was given 10 tests? What's the word to say? Nisyon is a test. Obviously, it wasn't like having a test. You give a schoolboy a test. Excel. A piece of paper. Fill in the answers, 10 out of 10. All tick correct. Wasn't that type of test. Nisyon can also be, we say the same word means mockam nisyon can be a temptation. Yeah? He was put in also 10 situations where he had a. Also, not really. You wouldn't have any temptation. We have an Nisyonos. Person's got a temptation to an Aveira. He's tempted to do some dishonest business dealing, or he's tempted to eat some non kosher food. And he's got a temptation. Also, not quite what Ravina was. The Nisyonos of Ravina more like trials, giving him what might call difficulties in his life to see how he conducts himself in a difficult situation. That was the 10 Nisyonos. Yeah?
Ahmad Bahim.
Yeah.
All the dimensions.
There you are. And he's called Avraham Avinu, Semafashim, our father, meaning we've inherited it from him. We've been Zoicha in his chus that he was. We've got all. The Eden nowadays are faced, all generations have been faced with Nisyonos, and they're able to overcome difficulties in the chus of Avraham Avinu that he overcame 10 Nisyonos. Ten different. Trials and tribulations, and the idea, and the tachas of them was to show his love for Hashem. The Chovas Havavas says when he talks about being of savlonus, a person's got to have savlonus. Meaning, a person's got to be soevel in every situation. A person should be satisfied with a matzah, and never complain about the situation the Bojan has put him in. Says the Chovas Havavos, if Avraham Avinu would have gone through his Nisyonos and just done what he's supposed to do, he would not have passed the Nisyonos. He only passed them because he did it b'toiv leivav or b'rotzen. He had no tainus on the Ribono Shloim. So it wasn't even a test that we could see. One could not tell from the conduct of Avraham Avinu whether he'd passed these tests or not. Because there weren't tests of knowledge, and there weren't tests of initiative tests. See what you do now. We're judging you. You give someone an obstacle course. See how you get along now. We'll give you marks afterwards, how well you do. It was all a test for Emmers. It was a test of his attitude of mind. The Chovas Havavos says clearly, either he could have gone through the Nisyonos, whatever it was, Lech Lecha, whatever, Bismillah, but if he had a question on the Ribono Shel Olam, he would have failed the test. The reason how we know that Avraham Avinu overcame the Nisyonos, because he didn't have a hero in the Ribono Shel Olam, he didn't die the Pasuk. Ashabchatav Avraham, Vatesimo Kastin, Matosas Lavovo Nemo Lefanecha. There's a raya, the Lev Nemo, and the Ikkenis Jonas were in the Lev Nemo. Yeah. Now, what were these 10 Nisyonos? So there's different opinions what they were. So Batanura gives a list of 10 Nisyonos. Got Kif Shaloesh, Orkastim, Lech Lecha, then there was a Rav, his wife was taken by Paroi, Mechamas HaMelochim, the Brisman Absorim, the Bris Mila, he has to send away, has to marry Hagar, send away Hagar, and that Kedah. 10 Nisyonos, yeah? The Rambam's got a different shitta.
A big one.
The Rambam says, Tlachach Sara, Geresh Amma Vishmai, different shittas. I mean, everyone's mind that all these things happened in his life. Different shittas, how to work out what's in the 10 Nisyonos, yeah? Yeah. Interesting that according to the Rambam, the first one is Lech Lecha. And according to Batanura, the first one is Orkastim. In fact, the Rambam doesn't mention Orkastim in the Son of Nisyonos. Whatever gets you, Grover is going to rock his living summer castle. Why do we find or cast him as only Beremez in the Torah and that cage as a whole?
That's a promotion.
Yeah, let me start. What's Machdo Kamparad? Oh, catch him, Machdo Tik, and get it easy for no catch him. As I said there. That's easy to speak. This was
here. Abramovich was thrown in the third brother. So
he said, the Vart word, the ick in this sign is, as that which is his Kenegada Seich of Abramovich is Nefesh. I mentioned Mukhan to be Moshe Nefesh for what he believes in. But then Akedah was not connected to Shitta, connected to Mitzvah Chesed. And the other issues were also in Yonam, which was difficult to understand. The general common denominator was, he might have questioned, why is this happening to me? What's going on here? He doesn't understand the Hogas Hashem. So Akasim was Moshe Nefesh, of it was springing in fire, Kiddush Hashem. The other is showing us sending away Yishmael, Midara, Melech Lecha. These are all difficulties in his life when he might have questioned why is it, what's going on here? I don't understand what Hashem wants from me. It doesn't seem to fit in. And all these in your name are in your name where he might have had a question, why is this happening to me? And even though he would have done what Hashem wanted him to do, if a thought would have gone through his mind, doesn't seem to be fair this. Why is this happening to me? I've got tiny little Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he would have failed the test.
Why was Lech Lecha on the sign?
He wasn't meant to go. There's still two reasons. He wasn't meant to go because of that. Yeah. He wasn't meant to go because of that.
That's what Rashi said.
No, yeah, not that. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, he asked the question, Vayoyma Hashem al Avram, Amira is a Lashon gentle. Vayelech Avram Kasher Dibbe El Hashem is the Lashon of
Kosher.
So he was told to go with Al Gishmak. He went because of Hashem's decree.
Oh, but Amaisi was on us.
Yeah, okay. Amaisi was on us. I'll tell you nothing, it's a good boy. You could say, sorry. You answered the question. I think it's a different answer now. Bishlam Hashem says, go there. Tell someone, go to the other place. It's going to be Gavaldig. You've got a good job, all good prospects. You get rid of it. But Bamas have a version of the Bamas for care. Derech makes you have less children and less mammon and less shit. So I'll be smarter going away makes all these things. But Al Yerbrach can have more, yeah? So it wasn't Derech Ateva. So really, a thought might have crossed his mind, might as well stay here then. What was Tachlis? That was a chicken inside. He might have thought for a second, stop saying, he tells someone, Derech Ateva, go there, all the prospects are good. He's telling him to do something, which Derech Ateva, he won't have money, he won't have thing. But I'll promise you, he might have said, he might be with supper, he might have thought it was fed to souls. Mark, can't you give me the same thing here as well? Yeah. Okay, look. Right. Okay. It's interesting, the Rabbeinu Yoina has got a different list than this Yoinas, and now comes the Chiddush. Rabbeinu Yoina lists the 10th Nisayon is this week's Sedra, Kavura Sora. From the Chayis, we would say, no, most people in the Akedah was the last Nisayon. Ato yadati kirena kimata. He reached the highest madrega. Avraham Avinu is prepared to makriv his son. Avraham Avinu, the ish hachesed, is prepared to do his azach, which if he does it, it'll be mamusha, it'll be grace of bizyonus. It'll be mamusha, a great humiliation for him that he's been campaigning. Sorry, bonus shloilam, and we don't believe in child sacrifice. And also it was against the whole promise of Hashem that Yitzchak will be his continuation. So it didn't make any sense at all. It was against his whole shitta. So it needed an absolutely exceptionally high level of emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam to be prepared to sacrifice his son. And he was prepared to do it. Not only prepared to, he did it with a gracious zrizus, with enthusiasm. And when he was told not to do it, what did he do? He did not breathe a sigh of relief. Baruch Hashem, I don't have to. What did he do? He took the eye and said, Yerotzi Bina Yitzchak is a rabbi who genuinely wanted to do the Akedah, which was against the very essence of his being. So if Avraham Avinu has reached the Madrega of the Akedah and has reached the level of Ato Yadati Ki Yireh L'Kimata, how is it Shach another Nisoyim? And Rabbeinu Yoina says that the Kvura Sora was the 10th Nisoyim. That's a kasha. After Akedah, Shaykh, you can still test him. He's already passed. 100% pass rate. How can he go more? That's the kasha. So one can answer this in various ways. First of all, in terms of point, just to make it a bit more interesting, just bring out the point a bit more, we find in Parshas Va'era, when the Ribbono Shel Olam complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you asking questions? What's happening with Paroi? It's only getting worse. Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Hashem. So Hashem said to him, Va'era la'avos, chavad avdim, you are questioning my conduct. Avraham Avinu didn't question my conduct. Yeah? And he brings here, to bring out the point of the gathers of Avraham Avinu, Gamma Kimosi, Kabikish Avraham Likvah Sora, Lemotza Kev Ashkam Adomim Merubim. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, gives Moshe Rabbeinu a bit of a telling off, the female Degosoi, that you're not strong enough on your emunah, he says, why are you questioning me? The others didn't question Manhoga. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Moshe Rabbeinu an example to show Moshe Rabbeinu the greatness of Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu doesn't ask questions. And which story does the Ribbono Shel Olam bring? The story of, not that Keda, the story of burying Sarah, Rashi Veira. So we see from here the mice of Guru Sarah was an outstanding Nisoy Avraham Avinu, and it brought out Gevaldig a Koichas in Avraham Avinu after that Keda. So it could be the Pshat Azay, that Keda, most of the Omnisyonis, most of the Nemaisa, he had a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yom Hashem. Maybe he was aware, it was an Isaiah, but he was aware Hashem wants to do this. Kvura's story, this parasha here, there's no mention of a Yair Hashem. It was just a story unfolding as difficulty burying his wife. So it could be a more person, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him something, he'll do it. Of in day to day life, was a major. could have made him very, very frustrated, exasperated. His wife's just been nifted, and he can't find a kaver. And he's been promised the land. And the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't say to him, go and bury your wife now and spend money. He had no message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he might have been caught, so to speak. And Akedah was about that. Akedah is the greatest sign. Shetach Macheles. Why is it Macheles? We're still eating the schar of Akedah the Yemazah. The highest leg is Akedah. But it appears to be, if they go to the Rabbeinu Yonah's Shitta, the 10th Nisayon was Kippurah Sarah, even after Akedah, there's still something that needs to be brought out about the greatness of Romania. Yeah? Nisayon is Loshon Nes, lifting up a pole. And Nisayon means to bring out the person's koichos to demonstrate the person's ability to rise to a high madrega in Avodas Hashem. Nisayon, it's not meant to catch a person out. Nisayon. And the soil is meant to be a test to bring out the person's koiches. So even the greatest tzaddik Avraham Avinu, who's already done that keder, he's been given the title of Reish Mayim, there's still a certain aspect of his character that needs to be brought out, his greatness, and the Kvura soul brings it out. What is that greatness? The ability not to get frustrated and exasperated and not to have tiredness in a normal day-to-day situation, haggling over a price of a grave. And Hashem has not said to him, like by the Akedah, sacrifice Yitzchak, or Yishmael, send away Yishmael, Lech Lecha. Most of the other Nisyonos, he got a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even though they were Nisyonos, at least he knew, I'm being instructed by Hashem, and I'm doing things al-pi Hashem. But in Parshas Chayei Sarah, there was no instructions from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was in a tragic situation, his wife being nifta, and he can't find a burial plot. And so he might have gone through his mind, the mind, what he said, what he did. Bearing, you have to remember, it's all machshavas. It could easily have gone through Avraham Avinu's mind, is this what I deserve now as our Meiser? And he did not have a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Avraham Avinu, you should bury your wife, whatever the price of the grave is going to be. See, what he could be maybe caught off guard. There was no Nevuah for it. She might have been caught off guard. Even the gross Avraham Avinu is the Makedah. Akedah was Mrs. Nefesh. This was just day to day, handling with a goy over a caver. She might have lost his, come to the end of his tether, might have said something back. How you talking, whatever, it's a time in the verse, in not either a verbal time, even a machshava. But maybe after Akedah, the mice of Sora, where there was no gilu from Hashem, and it was a very difficult situation, he might have thought for a second, why I don't deserve this should happen to me. And had he thought that, he would have failed the test. Maybe that's the gadlus. Shittish ben yoina, avad akeid is the one we have, hano adi amazeh. Shittish ben yoina, that the akvurus sara was the tenth nisayin. Another point about this, about Kursa, yeah? It's the Kufa, yeah? Another point of Kursa, interesting. Another point as well, bear in mind, ask the question, after he's been called, you really came out, how can you give him an Isoyim? Because it might be the Terence. After he's given the title, you really came, you might think, I'm sorry, I'm your really came now. So after he's been called, you really came, it's all the more reason for him to think, maybe now, that Hashem's given the title, you really came, things should start going my way. He might be tempted to have a halva machshuva. Ich bin doch in a kin. I've just passed that keda. I've just been like, been given the crown, and now look what's happening now. It's efshek, tiny machshuva might have been his mind. Is this what I deserve after that keda? So come to Chayit, the kasha was, how is it shaykh to give someone a test? How is it shaykh? Someone's been in a kin. How can you go higher? How can you knock on his soil? The answer is, that is the terrors. Because if you give a tag, you're in a kin. He might have felt a certain complacency. Ich bin doch hier in the Kim now. Hashem's given me a gewaltige title. And in Imkazer, another difficulty. So a difficulty, a man which is frustrating, exasperating. It's a difficult matzav. In a difficult matzav, a person, I mentioned or I mentioned, he might have had a samachshova, how you took him, does Kim mich jetzt? And that he'd say, pass in his soil. Yeah. So that was the gewaltige mile of Kvurus Sarah. Another point to bear in mind, to explain this one, is how was Sora Nifta from the news of that Keda? It does like that's a very, very difficult thing to accept. It does a Gavaldi of Mice and Mrs. Nefesh, and that causes the Mice of his wife. She might have been Chas V'Sholem, Toyala Rishonus. The well-known Vard, Hossa Soton, Melefaneinu, Machareinu. Take away the sultan before and after. Yeah. Before a mitzvah, the sultan says, machned, don't bother doing the mitzvah, you're not kedai, all sorts of excuses not to do the mitzvah. And once you've done the mitzvah, machareinu, afterwards, you might have charot, wasn't worth it. Look what happened, what did I get from it. The sultan before the mitzvah tries to put all sorts of obstacles and you shouldn't do the mitzvah. If from a cheshbonus, you're not worthy of the mitzvah, not for you, it's above your level, call a minute to do it before the mitzvah. And after the mitzvah, it's tacharota. Aveira before the aveira, macht aveira. After aveira, it can make you found to a yish. After that, I can't do too many more, I'm already lost. So there's always this yoinus before and after everything. Oh, Meir, this is the Zom again. Meir, there was a mockum from Yisrael on the Kvurus Torah. And attack all casting maybe wasn't so difficult. Attack was going with what he believed in. And it made sense to him to jump in a fire. Al Kiddush Hashem. It does the Meir, and the attack was not attacking Nace. To bring out his koiches and dust it on his soil. Yeah. And the Ganser name, we all have this yoinus, but it's not on the Madriga of Rav Avinu. And this yoinus is more basic than this yoinus. Oh, but this is the tachlis, and that is this. So Avraham Avinu came to Madriga in every single situation. He was in Ganson, mevatel himself to the Rotzon Hashem. Right now. Later on in the parasha, we have Eliezer ben Avraham, says in the passage, he undid v'yafatach as hagmalim. So Rashi, Avraham Avinu's camels went around muzzled, the mouths were covered over. They shouldn't eat from fields that belong to them, yeah? So Ramban brings, there's a medrash, what's the cash on this pshat? The medrash says, Loi teich ha-moyrish la-ron vinu ch'moyrish ha-pinchas ben-yoyeh. Pinchas ben-yoyeh, Tana in the Gemara, his animal didn't eat tfuah that wasn't gemaisa, tevel. Why? Ma-machos ha-suras. The Gemara says, not taka, if even the behemoth of an animal, tzadik ha-matzman l'cholskein, then in that tzadik has got a special protection of those who won't eat ma-machos ha-suras. Interesting, not other virus. There's a Gemara in Makkos, hard to believe, one of the Tanoim made a mistake. What mistake he made was halacha. If two Eidim say some Mizchayav Misa, and you say, Yimone Yisem, what's the din? They want to get killed, they get killed, yeah? Hazom. Vasisim loy, kashazomam last lochim. But the din is you have to imagine both. You have to imagine the both. One of the Tanoim made a mistake in a basic halacha, but imagine only one. He only said it, and he put him to death. Absolutely maveled. He made a mistake in halacha, so he killed someone shalai kadim. And he had to ask him, b'chia gansam maisa. And unfortunately, after he was chayim, you know, unfortunately, he said, but he said, come to misa, but whatever it was, he made a mistake. So Tois Das the Gasha, our tzaddik's got a promise, not to be nechna veiras. Says Tois, only machos asuras. Of killing, he's got no protection. I'm not suggesting metichas, but it's worse than metichas, but the thing is, it's in the guf wadom. Food that goes into the guf, about every avail is gefährlich, of a machalas, that's a forbidden food, goes in the guf wadom, yeah? You are what you eat, you doesn't have, no? Yeah. Person that's getarana, it's vetachayu, there's a special protection for machalas asuras, that tzaddik, the stories, even the chaznish, the stories, you want to eat the stories of the chaznish, people know, they said, he was going to eat something, there was a disturbance. Someone came and after twice, and weißt du, was ist das für ein Essen? Found the family's a shine there. Even Adi said, even there's no stories, the tzaddik about the shmira, he found a simon there, something's not such a something was wrong, they found it was a shine. Yeah, Eden got a shmira, a chotzer suit. Oh, so the medrash says, Taka, so that's even the animals of a tzaddik. A tzaddik of Adam. So the question of Ramban brings Taka, so Mishnah's hold, Zer Taina Listoya Psichus Piazom. And this Taina, tzaddik's animals, this contradicts the Pshat. Now Ravina had a why do you need to muzzle his camels? Yeah. So there are two roots. One teretz is, he wanted to teach people the correct on Hogan. Avada, even if he wouldn't have put a muzzle on his camel, he wouldn't have eaten the tvua, because of Ramavinu is not less than Pinchas ben Yoyeh, and even his animals don't eat machos asuras. Or we want to teach people the correct onoga. Or you might say, another teret, he didn't want to rely on the nest, similar teret, didn't want to rely on the nest, didn't want to rely on it. Avada, he would have had the shmira. Or we don't want to be samech, he wanted to be noyeh, committing, well, I'm sure, but you have to take the necessary precautions.
We're not
going to
be
in machos asuras. Oh, that's the shame. I'm going to tell you a minute. Oh, by the way, Stan, interesting. Few weeks time, you have the Shvatim. There's a Gemara in the Gemara, abuse by Damascus. More in Tannis, you hired a donkey and you paid by putting the money on the donkey. You had a fee, what is that? Like a taxi. You put the and you put money on. And if you put the wrong money, he didn't move. And someone's left a pair of shoes there, he wouldn't move from his place. Why? Because he was trained not to go with other people's chafetzim. So the Vav said to Kletz Yitzchak, the Shvatim. Listen to this. Put the becher in the sack of Binyamin. The post says, Haboika oya v'hoanoshim shulchu heima v'chamereim. In the morning, they went off with the donkey. Why did you mention it? It was meant to be a test. If the Shvatim were 100% perfect in the Indian from stealing, the donkey shouldn't have moved with the becher on. Like the person in the Gemara doesn't move. If they did move, it's a simon. Then you mechisa was a time the female did go some. They went, "Shut up, yeah." Why you mention the donkey? Shouldn't move. Stay rootless. They can't move. As they get the command in time, they'll be able to spend Damascus. One third bigger. He's a palm after was money. In zuge desanne. Inish shachach zuzanne. Come on, don't move. It's kenish. A person must move. Anyway, this is a chavetz. Well, so now Mr. Mankoff's begun. One thing now, the shayla. Tois about this gizela. Tois was asakasha. If a tzaddik has got a promise not to be nechsa machos asuras, there's two gemara. One gemara says that an amoira ate before Havdalah. He forgot the apron fellow. He's got aftocha. Another Gemara says, listen to this, the whole of Bava, the whole town, were eating on Yom Kippur. They got the date wrong. As you know, Mordechai had with the Kiddush HaChodesh. It wasn't a pre-planned luach. It could be 29 days or 30 days, depending when the moon was sighted, depending when the Eid made Kiddush HaChodesh. So the story, one Amorah went to Bavel, he came there, he saw they were keeping him kippur a day late. So he said, Bosim Tavshila de Bavel, B'yom Tremor Rabu de Marova. In Bavel, they're having Gishmak HaSudas on the day with Yom Kippur at his door. A Himmel Gishrei, against Medina, against that. We're eating on Yom Kippur. They got the day on Yom Kippur, a mistake. Oh, so Tosfos, the Ikka is only this special protection that a tzaddik will not be nichshol in Macholat HaSudas only applies when the Meichel itself is awesome. Bosa Macholat. You cook a piece of meat and milk, and ehrlichly, he will not eat it. Even if it's brought to his table, something will happen. It'll fall down, it'll get lost, it'll be stolen. Hashem will contrive a plan that an ehrlich yid will not eat forbidden food. Shticker, the sheikh is getoik, yeah? The sheikh made a kleine delay in the sheet, no one ever know. Sheikh is a shemai, yeah? So it's packed hechsha kusha. The sheikh is And this felt in your shaman, the Shaykh made a slight pause in the Shrita, so that animal is Nevela. It may have a hatchet, it's Nevela. The Bunshim knows it's Nevela. It's Andreem, after the upkeeps on the veil, we have to stand on the Mishal. But an Elchi, that meat won't come to him. Machos of Surahs. So Taisvas, eating before Abdullah is not the food is Osa. It's kosher food, now it's before Abdullah. In the Zman is different. When the food is kosher, it's just not the right time to eat it. That's not the same severity. And for that, there's no special promise that tzaddik will be nishul.
Well,
is this
the
ma'isut
as well?
Oh, that's not. And who had in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is it's a gavra, nishke is a chafti, yeah? Yom Kippur is not... I've had it to just Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not forbidden food. Matzim can eat the food. Today you can't eat it because Yom Kippur stops you eating. Is Yom food on Yom Kippur is not an issa on the atzel chafti of the food. It's an issa on the person. Is when the food is osa bats musoi, nevela, bosa b'cholav, tevel, ala, kai kerem, then because the food is osa, hashtik isa, is a special promise from the Boshem Avtocha, an erlich hayid, a tzaddik, he will not even accidentally eat that food. He's got a protection. Ma'at she'enka, when the food is mutter, it's just a side reason he can't eat it, then he's got no special protection. So the b'cholav vassimim, yeah? He says, what is Gezeira? What is Gezeira? We're talking about Gezeira. The kasha was, Avraham, why can't Avraham Avinu be soimach that the maisa is stolen food, a tzaddik's got avtocha, his animals don't eat machos asuras? But what is, maybe Gezeira is also machos asuras. Maybe Gezeira is b'emes, it's mutter, it's also because it belongs to the enem. So maybe that's over the kasha. So maybe Gezeira, those who say that you need that, no one's got no text anyway, so Mechanes, anyway. But even let's say if you would say the kasha didn't even start. Yeah. Maybe those who held he put a zoim on his gemalim, they held you would not have had the protection from Gezeira. Why? Because it's mutadika food, but it's only also it belongs to the other person. The Mela he hasn't got a promise for that. Yeah. And those who ask the kasha, the man in the medrash who says, why does he need to cover his da'is chamoyim? Isn't Avraham Avinu's chamoyim less than Pinchas ben Yoeh? That shit the hell, the gezeir is a shtik machos asuras. It's not eating stolen food is not the same as eating for Avdollah. Eating for Avdollah is mamash, this man is also, it's kosher food. As soon as I've made Avdollah, the posh to chilek, gezeir you can't get it. Eating for Avdollah, I must eat now. I make Avdollah, I can eat it. So be'emes, the food is mutter, and it's b'yodi, it's within my capability to eat this food now. Mach Abdullah, eat the food. Mainly, when I can't eat food before Abdullah, it's only an obstacle preventing me eating the food. Or the food is 100% kosher. So that type of food, there's no special promise that a tzaddik will not be nichshol. And it was nichshol. Stating Gemara, one of the Amoraim ate before Abdullah. Forgot. Ma'ash Enkin Gzeila is with I can't get Yenim's chayfet. He has to want to give. At the end, how can I get hold of it? In your expression, you need to get something. Beg, borrow, or steal. You have to. You need this year, you've stolen it. You haven't gained it yet. The stomach of this, yeah? How are you going to go? You haven't got it. You want to have your hamster. You can't steal it. Talk to this. You have to have it. You have to give it. You may not want to give it to you. You have to sell it to you, yeah? And by the way, if you pest him, please sell it to me. And he doesn't want to, and you keep on pagering him, and you offer him a hybrid. It's also Ochalissa. It's not so simple. Meila, Kenzan, Gezela, food which belongs to Yanam is like Machosasurus. Oh, but could be not. Could be because they know, soft call soft. I've got a way of getting it, yeah? Santa Shad, yeah? So, one hand, you have eating for $5, Zicha, only kosher food with an obstacle. A shtick bosa b'cholov is definitely Machosasurus. Absolutely forbidden food. What about stolen food? It's kosher food, and the moment it belongs to Yenim. How do you look at that? Do you look at food which belongs to another person as a shtick macholas asuras? Meaning, I can't have it, I've got no way of getting it. As long as the other person retains his ownership of this food, it is forbidden to me. And I've got no way of getting it without, unless he agrees to give it to me. A bazaar, it's like a shtick machos asuras, so a tzaddik would have a shmira. So that was the kasha, Avraham Avinu. His camels would not have eaten stolen food, even if he wouldn't have covered them. So why did he do it? He wanted to set a good example. You could say no, since the man, it's not mamish like machos asuras. Why? Because machos asuras is absolutely also can't become mutter. Ma'ashein came. Stolen food belongs to Yenim. If the mice he wants to give it to me, I can get it. Maybe. It's a shame.
You make a bracha on stolen
food. No. When I was in Mount Yeshiva, listen to this. The Yeshiva once said, there's a bocha who made a gnev in Yeshiva. So he said, the bocha, he must leave the Yeshiva. So he wanted to make sure the bocha is very nice. So he said, this bocha must eat in the Yeshiva. And he said, Ich bin der Yeshiva, Ich bin der Yeshiva, Ich bin Malk, Ich so, der Bocha, Tonish an Yeshiva, want to throw him out. So he said to him, so many say, give me Jewish food, he said, der Bocha, Tonish es in my Yeshiva. Must eat. And he said, Aup es ja, a Tonish machen a Bocha. And he said, I want to try to make the Ramak said, Ich frage, we make Esther on a Bocha? The Prat Tonish es. He wanted to bring out the point, this Bocha, I'm throwing him out of the Yeshiva, he's a gat, I don't want him in my Yeshiva, so I'm warning you, I'm the Balabos, he's expelled from the Yeshiva. So he said, if he's expelled, he must eat it. If he eats it, it's stolen food. If it's stolen food, you can't make a bracha. And he took out Mishabu and he said, a bracha chrein is a shailen tasso meg machen. Bracha chrein is a shailen tasso meg machen. You can't make a bracha, yeah? You want to sing out what he's saying? So after the Shmuz, I had a suggestion. I'll make a moisty loud for everyone. We might see everybody. Shouldn't be nicker with the galavis for embarrassing these bees, eating our bracha. You can't make a bracha, you can't make one. Yeah, and you're right, so I've got yet number yet. You're right from that, it's a shtick of machoz, yeah? Don't know. Yeah, you're right, it's machoz, not mucha. I mean, do you make a bracha and eat before Avdallah? But maybe it's nefshinish. Yeah, you see, you're thinking, right, don't make a bracha, not mucha. You could be don't make a bracha and eat beer, sir. It's only game amazing, but sure you don't know, yeah? I'm sure you're going to get afterwards, The Taz got a shayla, you ate machos asuras, but say a beirich nisam. The Gemara's talking about stealing, I think. The Gemara's talking about stealing. I'm answering his question. The Gemara's talking about stealing. Harei shagozol chitzim v'tochna v'offa. Ma'azim v'ainzim v'voyach ala m'nait. So Gemara, you're not praising Hashem, you're angering Hashem. So often in Gemara, you don't make a bomb of stone food, yeah? Oh, because it's a different gather. It's not more the same gather as the Shmi. Anyway. The behemoth, what's a behemoth? The pshat is the behemoth, the pshat is the behemoth of a tzaddik, what's a behemoth? The answer is a person works on himself, such a madrega, that the whatever the Torah says is forbidden is so 100% committed to keeping the Torah, it can affect his animals. The Emma says, all we do affects animals. But it's a Levi says, about the mabul, the animals were destroyed. So Rashi says, one Rashi says, why can it get the people, animals are with the people. One Rashi says, the animals were also niskochim she'en aminah. The question is there a concept of immorality for animals? Is there a time that animals are not if animals are cross-breeding, is that animals daraveira? The Beis Levi says, sad that animals, times are, only those that didn't daraveira came to teva. So basically, it's a pshat azay. The people were mashpia as such a ruach atum, it affected the animals. The person, the human being, is the tachas abriya. Everything we do can affect the briya, yeah? Bunch of the mission, ten da'atucha, shle to kalkil the tachri v'lam. Don't destroy the world, yeah?
Yeah.
Everything we do has affect the animals. Let's use this araya for these Christ is environmentally friendly. Yeah? Save the planet. Don't destroy the world. Don't destroy the world. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean don't destroy the world. Don't cut down trees, whatever. And don't catch whales. Yeah. There are certain goyim are very busy worrying about the planet. Yeah. They mustn't have. You must have. If they see a shot that shells fur, they'll bomb the fur shop, and they see chreis. If you're carrying cattle, they go and lie down the street. You mustn't transport animals. Worried about the world. Save the world. Don't spoil the world. It doesn't mean don't spoil the world by cutting down. I mean don't spoil the world by aveiras. It doesn't mean ruchnias. If people do aveiras, if people engage in immoral behavior, it makes a ruchatum in the world, and the whole world gets schlepped down. So you see, even for Tumah, what we do affects the Bria. And who this week said, Vayokom Steafroi, it rose, meaning even an inanimate object like a field can get spiritually elevated if it's used by Rav Avinu, yeah? A piece of wood, yeah? The Chofetz Chaim Shtender. Imagine the wood in the Shtender with the Chofetz Chaim is a Gavadu Kedusha. Imagine that, a piece of wood, which is Mashiach Chofetz Chaim. Even an inanimate object, everything is as if it's Tumah. People do that. I'm talking about in the Rebbe, people's action for the whole Bria. In the Mabul, with such a low madrega, the Tumah, the immorality of the people affect the animals. So Chol Shkein, a person's possessions. That means everything you do affects the whole world. Everything that human beings do, Yidin especially, can make the world go down in madrega. It's Chol Shkein, a person's possessions. A person, a tzaddik, can make his possessions have a kedusha that can rise in madrega. Yeah? A tzaddik, everything was Hashem, yeah? A tzaddik learns, the Shtender, the Heilige Shtender. A tzaddik goes to sleep, so his bed is a heilig as achi. In this bed, a tzaddik goes to sleep, tav koches of Hashem. Or even inanimate objects can get a kedusha because they're used by a tzaddik, with Hashem, yeah? So animals also, animals, yeah? Tzaddikim, chavim reim moim yoisim yigufom. A tzaddik, everything's like, yeah? A Rav Avinu goes back for a few jugs. What's the chiddush? It says, if Hashem gave me these jugs, there's a tachlit avodas Hashem. A tzaddik who serves Hashem with everything he does, even all his possessions, all avodas Hashem. There's no spare things, stam and throwaways. It's all, but that goes to tachlis. The Meila, he's got such a level of kedusha, his kedusha can affect his animals. The animal of a tzaddik gets a sensitivity to macholas asuras. See, even though a behemoth is not mitzuva. But Pinchas Ben Yoeh, his chamoya doesn't eat tevel because it's got the kedusha of the owner. A person can mention that we don't know how far our meisim can reach. Yeah, things we do we think may be insignificant. We have a gavaldi of koichas. Every yid has a gavaldi of koichas, and he can be mashpia. We see from the mabul chas v'shalom can make tumah, and human beings can sink to such a low level they make the whole world into it. They can pollute the whole world. Pollution, yeah. Spiritual pollution. Can machen kalb, can chul machen de welt. Nicht chul machen, whatever, yeah? Can machen achuben. Zeru mazeh, mit a toiv meruba, mit masen toivim, mit kedusha, with mitzvahs, with being nizin aveiras, but tachlis as a heroes, being extra careful not to transgress any of the aveiras of the Torah. That itself is kedusha. Kedusha, get out of doing big things. Not doing aveira when you could do an aveira is not kedusha. It's resisting temptation and making a gedda, not do aveiras. That creates kedusha in the world and it can affect the whole world. It can raise the whole level of the world. And a tzaddik can even affect the animals. Meila, if we name on the tzad as gezeila is machos asuras, Avraham Avinu's level of zahiras in gezeila was so strong that even animals wouldn't touch an ishkikazazaf. So why did he do it? Push it. And some khanas. If anything, without that, the water wouldn't have eaten it. Yeah.
There's another
terrace.
It was as long as I could.